What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Dame Marie.
It's the one and the only Danielle.
And it's the host with the most, the MC that's the GOAT, Soulful Sage, coming at you from coast to coast. Tell him.
You're not about to just let that slide and act like you didn't take forever to announce.
I was like, wait, what happened?
I was like, did he disappear? Did he hang up? Like, what?
I thought of something this take, so I was ready.
I got you. I was like, all right, whatever. Maybe he didn't want to be introduced. Moving on. So, y'all, what's up? We're back with another episode. And today's topic is all about spoken word and written poetry. Well, spoken word versus written poetry, rather. So we're going to get into that a little bit. But as always, before we do, let's shoot it over to Danielle with the announcements.
All right. So the announcements are going to be very short and sweet. First announcement, if you don't already follow us on Instagram, follow us at Spoken.
I don't know why our Instagram name is so hilarious to this girl, but follow us at Spoken Soul Pod, okay?
Again, at Spoken Soul Pod on Instagram.
That's it.
And make sure y'all leave a review on any podcast listening sites, mainly Apple, because, you know, we try to be number one. Give us some likes. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your neighbors. We coming at y'all.
Not your sister, I'm your grandpa.
Back to you, Danielle.
All right. So every episode, before we get into our discussion, we start off with a spotlight poem by a spotlight poet. So today, our spotlight poet is Lauren, aka L7. So let me just get into introducing her a little bit for you guys. Her name, L7, comes from the L in her name, Lauren, and the 7 comes from her being born on the 7th. She basically writes poems to emotionally express what it is that she feels through words. So we're going to get into her poem, and her poem is titled These Days.
Nowadays, I feel differently. Almost like my soul ascended once again, altering my awareness to limitless open doors, reflecting my reality. Experience is gifted to owning this vessel, more so expanding my perception further, lightening me. I feel as free as a bee hunting for a queen. Metaphorically, in a sense, it's me working for a peace of mind, deeply looking within, making time to learn my soul from beginning to end. 'Cause those days I'm fine, but not completely aligned. I thought to myself, I felt my presence. I observed, then manifested abundance all around me. We must speak to be heard.
All right, so that was These Days by Miss L7. What did y'all think about that poem?
I like the message of it, honestly. Like, sometimes everyone talks about self-care and talks about finding yourself or these things, these different type of things, but I think L7 kind of put it more in detail to really express, like, that turmoil, that time, that work and effort it really takes sometimes to really know who you are, especially with so many other influences going around.
Yeah, that side that people don't see, you know, like that side of you that's in the dark, that side of you that cries in the shower, that side of you that has a constant internal battle. I agree with that.
Wow. Yeah, I basically agree with everything that y'all just said. First thing I actually wanted to say was that her voice was really soothing. Like, it, listening to that, it was the type of like experience where I'd want to just lay in my bed, have my eyes closed and listen to what it is that she was saying. Like, that's the type of experience that I would have wanted to have.
Yeah.
Right.
And definitely what you guys saying, going through like that internal battle with yourself, basically trying to find yourself, find growth, elevation, all of that was something that I definitely picked up on. And just overall, it describes the human experience. And I also started thinking of questions that I had for myself when mm-hmm. I listened to her poem. So it's really cool how like things like poems like this can create like a domino effect.
Yeah, that ripple effect. Yeah. I like that you mentioned her voice, because something that I pinpointed while I was listening to it was the tone. And I think tone is so important right. when you're listening to spoken word, especially because it can change the whole dynamic. There's a difference from saying, I am lonely, because my tone doesn't sound lonely, but I am lonely. Like, you feel different when you change the tone. So I really thought she did a good job with matching her tone to the feeling of the poem and making the listener feel how she was feeling in that moment. So good job, L7.
And right. Before we go, I also want to mention one thing about her uses of different, like, just different sounds in general. Like, the fact that she sent us a recording, she had a little more liberty. Like, you hear some different crinkles of, like, paper, like, a few different sound effects in the recording. And I think, like, that is definitely one plus that you can do when you, like, control how it sounds and you're presenting it out loud. Mm-hmm. Because it made the whole thing an experience. And I know the listeners didn't get this part, but there was also a visual with it as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, just the whole bundle of it created, like, versus if I was just to read it, created a whole new, like, type of experience in this poetry that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anybody have anything else to say about the poem before we move on?
No, basically it was just a really good poem, something really nice to listen to and to think about, which I think was good, because with poetry, oftentimes you like want to reflect on what it is that you read, what you read or what you listened to.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Like I said, good job, L7. I look forward to hearing more poetry from you, hopefully coming up. But with that being said, we're going to cut to commercial break. But before we do, I got to shout out my girl Danielle over here with that skin glowing, bro.
Ooh, out here looking like China Ann McClain. Okay, look.
Not McClain. McClain.
First of all, you butchered her name. I don't look
I
like
never
her.
Heard.
But she's really pretty. I just don't think I look like her.
It's like a mix of China and Yara.
Who the heck is Yara? Well, Yara Shahardi.
People tell me that a lot, which is crazy. You're probably like the 10th person to tell me that I kind of look like her.
I just had to shout that out real quick. But here we go. We're going to commercial break, y'all. We'll be back. And we're back. Yeah, we got the giggles today. This is not our normal recording day, so I just think we just, you know, we feeling it.
You came strong with that.
You know.
Like the news. Da-na-na.
That's what I think that's the thing. I've been watching the news all day, so I feel like a broadcaster right now. But let's get into this discussion about spoken word versus written poetry. So the first question is, what is spoken word? Like, what is the spoken word to y'all in your own words in general?
All right, yeah. So for me, with spoken word, I like to distinguish that from just plain old reciting poetry, because it's mm-hmm. definitely different. Mm-hmm. So basically with spoken word, to me, it's telling a story and being very performative, being really performative. Like, if you're on a stage, wherever it is that you're standing at, you are working the stage, you are working it, mm-hmm. are bringing life something that you wrote. So mm-hmm. whatever emotion it is that you're trying to express, you know, whatever hand gestures you want to use to express that emotion, vocal tone, all of that, it's basically just a performance. And a lot of the times a performance that evokes people's reactions to it. So a lot of times people want somebody to react to their spoken word. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like it's a little bit different from just reciting a poem, because it's like you're putting on a show.
To chime in on that real quick, I think it's important to note that spoken word is dramatization, but it's not drama. Like, there's a difference between spoken word and a monologue. Like, there's a lot goes in. There's a lot of differences that goes into a monologue or even a dialogue. If you go to any kind of theater arts performance, it's dramatic, because it's drama, but spoken word is, it's just different. I can't really put it into words, but it is that dramatization. It makes you feel something. It's like you see it on paper, but then hearing it and hearing, like I said earlier, that tone in which the person is conveying the poem, it just turns it into a whole different situation. So just wanted to make that point since you brought it up.
And I think I want to add on that, like, just going into it, one simple way that I always describe spoken word is, I'm like, it's poetry in motion. I think it combines not only speaking the emotion, like literally ripping it off paper and embodying your poetry, but also it's such a visual thing, like from, like, as you already said, Danielle, like walking the stage, like working the whole space that you're in, like showing it, like you are taking all your raw emotion that went into writing it and then just bringing it out, that we can see it and feel it and hear it all at the same time. As well as, I know I listen to a spoken word on Spotify, so of course I don't have the visual effect that usually you have with it, but you still hear everything as well. So you're like reading, like when you read it with just as much emotion, it's all in the voice, all in the vocal and things like that as well.
And that's the thing, spoken word doesn't necessarily have to be visual. It can just be audio, because I mean, obviously we're when the pandemic hit, we didn't have any poetry slams or anything, but people did get on like Instagram and do their spoken word that way. And so it wasn't necessarily all dramatic as it would be if you were in person, but it was still spoken word. You still had that tone, you still had the connotations and all that good stuff. So it's important to note that spoken word doesn't necessarily have to be visual, but it's a plus, it's an added feature, bonus, what it is, because you just get a whole new dynamic from it.
Right
Okay, so what are we gonna say, Boston?
Oh, I was really just about to ask. So, like, you have a preference? I mean, we just talking about spoken versus written. Do you have a preference on which one y'all like better?
See, I was just talking to somebody about this, because I think as a writer, I naturally don't like to read, because I'm reading what I write all day long. So I'd rather not have to read something else. So when it comes to poetry, I rather listen to it or go to a poetry slam, because I am so into fine arts and drama. I rather go somewhere. First of all, it gives me something to do other than being in the house. And it takes my mind off of other things, other topics that I might be focusing on, like the news or social work or whatever the heck I'm doing. So I much rather go see a poetry slam or listen to spoken word, a different podcast than our own, but you know, listen to it, just because I write all day long, so I'd rather not read.
Okay, yeah, that's valid. I like both. ¿Por qué no los dos? So I
both of them.
Which one you like better? Yes.
Yes.
Here's why.
Yes.
Here's why.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I read poems. I listen to spoken word, like on YouTube, on different Instagram pages. I buy poetry books. So I definitely like both. I would say that I really like being able to experience what I'm reading over and over again. Like if I want to reread a poem to like understand it a little bit better, then I have that. It's on paper. I have that. And I feel like I have a little bit more, I guess a little bit more freedom to be able to say, this is how I'm perceiving this poem. But yeah. I also like spoken word because, like we said, like that's, you're acting it out, you're working a stage, like, or working your voice. So you're really making that like something where this is how you want it to be presented, and it makes me appreciate it even more. So
yeah,
I enjoy both listening to spoken word or reading poems.
Okay.
I know I was clowning you, but I do like your answer because I kind of want to say both. Like, I know I can't now because it's against the principle. So I'm going to choose. I really do love spoken word a lot more because, like, I'll sit down and read it for sure. Like, definitely, like, see what I want to see, like, experience it. Because I do like breaking down the words and seeing, like, the lyrics and the different, mm-hmm. like, just how they framed it themselves. And it's like, oh, wow, okay. But I do love the performance aspect of it all. Y'all know me as like already doing like freestyle poetry or just all these different performance already. So that's how I kind of really jumped into the poetry world mm-hmm. through spoken word. And I always love the energies when you go to poet slams or if you're going in it, you're over here like, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. And then people start snapping. You're like, hey, yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah, I like that one, huh? Like, I think maybe just the whole experience mm-hmm. for me when it comes to spoken word is what I like, is what pushes it. Like, okay, that would be my favorite form. Yeah. But in the bare bones, like just going one-on-one, then it's like, oh, I'll take either or, but yeah, you know, I'll put spoken word for the experience and everything else.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I definitely agree with the experience part. Like just the atmosphere overall, it's like atmosphere. Really, really dope. Yeah. It's the atmosphere because you're there with people who enjoy poetry, whether they do spoken word or they just like to hear it. So the atmosphere is really, really cool. But I just wanted to say something and I might get some hate for it. Sometimes I feel like not somebody doing their spoken word piece can ruin their poem, but sometimes the way that it's presented might distract me so much because sometimes people might be like over dramatic.
Overdoing it. Yeah.
Yeah, they might be they might be overdoing it. So it's like I'm losing the message on what they're saying, and instead I'm just like low-key getting slapped in the face by like how hard they're going, you know? And I feel like that's not to say that they're not a good poet or anything like that, but sometimes, you know, when you're doing something, when you're adapting something, so basically you're adapting something that you wrote, it can come across like you do have more of a chance for somebody to be like, nah, I didn't like that. Like, if that makes sense. Or, know, on the flip side, they might be like, whoa, that just made the poem even better, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say I think it really depends on the intent for me, but atmosphere, absolutely, hands down. But I think in terms of like how one recites their poem, a lot of things kind of go into that. Like me, I would never recite my poem. I used to on YouTube, but I'm not the type, I'm too shy. So if somebody's shy doing it for the first time, they might not get their point across as effectively. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of things go into that, but I think it just really depends on the intent. Like, are you supposed to be hardcore? Then cool. If not, then I'm lost, homie. but, you know, it's all about the intent for me, which actually kind of, I'm skipping a couple questions, y'all, but because I mentioned that, it brings me to that question of, do you think battle rap is considered spoken word? Because I battled with this all weekend long thinking like, yo, I listened to some battle rap and it hits, like, you know, it hits. At the same time, like, I don't know if that would be considered spoken word, but it sounds like it sometimes, like it really does.
Mm-hmm. I got some opinions on this. I don't know what y'all gonna say. I don't know what other people gonna say about it, but I 100% agree that battle rap is either a form of spoken word, because, hear me out,
okay,
that we are created for poetry is, and I quote, a form of paying attention to the lyrics or paying attention to the words to convey emotion and get that across with the audience. And I think battle rap does all of that.
Yeah.
It'll make you feel bad. I'm now I'm like, dang, not that he got on his shoes and his hair in the same line. He said Applejack Crackleback. Like, I'm like, oh, oh, get him. Get him again.
Wait, he said what?
It don't matter. He said Peter Pan, Stephen King, Peanut Butter, Jiffy Queen. Like, they be going ham. And I 100% agree that. And I 100% agree that if you're not saying battle rap is spoken word, like, I could see how you, like, don't agree with that. And I think that goes into your definition of what rap is.
Yeah. But
I definitely feel that battle rap can be spoken word if we want to, like, put in that type of category. The same way as we say, oh, different lyricists than rap can be considered poets, I will also consider, like, different battle rap artists mm-hmm. to be spoken word artists. And I've seen, like, a couple, like, make that transfer. Like, you'll see them go from, oh, like, performing spoken word, and then, like, if you, I don't know if y'all have the Caffeine app.
Yes!
Have,
like,
this, yeah. Yes! That's where they do all this, like, rap battles. I'm like, I could 100% see y'all doing, like, spoken word or rap battle in the same breath.
Yeah. It's,
uses the same tools. Same tools.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Wow. so I'm going to be one of those people that's going to, like, somewhat disagree.
Okay. Go for it. Say it.
You knew it was coming. You
knew it was. I saw it in the dimple. The dimple started shaking when I said, yeah. I saw it. I saw it.
I don't have a dimple.
That's why I was shaking. It was crazy.
Oh, weak.
Okay. No. So actually, Dame Marie had asked me this over the weekend, or, you know, yeah, within the past few days, she had asked me. And mm-hmm. I was thinking about it, and I was like, So I basically, what I told her, I was like, I think that battle rap is spoken word's cousin.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So I was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I think it might really be the fact that your battle rapping is, like, going towards specifically one person, and it's like you're mm-hmm. dissing them. So then it's like, okay, I want to categorize that in something by itself and not necessarily call it spoken word.
Okay.
Because I don't know, I just in my head, like, it's not exactly the same thing. Like, yeah. I can look at battle rap and actually take from it, like, watching battle rap, if you're a poet, you could watch battle rap and you can definitely, like, see the different, like, styles that you could present certain things, because not all battle rappers, like, present, you know, their diss in the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, real. That's true.
Right. And you know, you'll be able to see, oh, dang, like, they use this wordplay that I would have never thought of, like, how you can compare that to this, you know, like,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So you definitely can take from it. And like you said, Boston, like, you see battle rap and you're like, oh, that can be spoken word. So that's why when I see battle rap, I'm like, oh, it kind of looks similar. That's his cousin.
Okay.
That's really how, like, I don't know. It might not be the best explanation, but
no, that's probably,
I think they're cousins. I get that. That, but let me really play devil's sense. Advocate real quick, okay?
Listen, right. To me or Danielle?
Both of y'all, actually. Both of y'all.
Kind of. To me or Danielle?
Kind of.
You better diss us.
Listen, it's kind of to both crazy. Of y'all, but more on the side that battle rap is spoken word. But listen,
okay,
hear me out. Mm-hmm. What if I told you that spoken word was only words that are spoken in a melodic way?
See, when you say it like that, now you're getting into some interesting territory.
Exactly. But I'm not done. Watch this.
Oh,
watch this.
Oh,
okay. Hold
spoken
on.
Word, by this. Definition.
Wait,
okay?
There's more.
There's more. According to the Poetry Foundation, okay, mm-hmm. spoken okay. word can encompass or contain elements of rap, hip-hop, storytelling, theater, jazz, rock, blues, and folk music. So if I put it to you that way, starting with the fact that spoken word is only words that are spoken in a melodic way, and then going based off of this idea that it can encompass elements of rap, hip-hop, and all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
would you then keep your opinion or change it? this man look like he's smoking?
That's my thinking. This is about to be one of the funniest episodes ever.
Okay.
All right. Why did you have to ask that? This couldn't you couldn't have waited until the episode was over?
I told you. I had to play devil's advocate with that.
Okay. So I would say So how my definition with spoken word, I said that it's basically telling a story. Mm-hmm. So if that person is dissing that person in the way that like a story is being told, then yes, the battle rap, I would say yes. But if they're just saying stuff, you know, and the wordplay is just real good and they're using real good rhythm and rhyme and, you know, stuff like that, then I'm gonna be like, no, they're cousins.
Okay.
Because you're not really telling me a story. Like, there's no, like, sequence of events or anything, you know, where there's, like, a middle and end. So,
yeah.
It depends, actually. Yeah. For me, it depends on what that battle rapper is saying.
Yeah. Again, I think that goes back to the whole idea of intent. What's the intent behind the battle rap? Is it just to be dissing one another, or is it actually taking you on a journey within dissing one another? Like, what's
which
happening?
Is so funny.
That is funny. I'm going to take you on a journey while I make fun of you. Okay. Once upon a time. I feel even more hurt. I'm like, dang.
Okay. Right, this is even worse.
You dragged me for real.
Dragged me, wrote me a book in Dr. Seuss form. Now I just feel offended. I gotta go home.
You dragged all parts of me. You dragged my childhood. You dragged my childhood, my adolescence, and my adulthood. You know what? It's a wrap. I don't even want to go anymore.
That's it. Drop the mic.
Go ahead and give him the points.
All right. So talking about battle rap, talking about the presentation and intent. Do y'all think, and this is going to go to a little bit earlier, we were like hinting at it. Do y'all think that spoken word can actually be cringy at times? Like,
yes, this is the question that I wanted to ask.
He said, I'll beat you to the punch.
But I was hinting at it because I was saying how, like, sometimes when somebody presents their spoken word, it's kind of like, okay, like you're doing a lot right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And actually I really wanted to ask that question because before we even like said we were gonna do this topic for this episode, I was on Reddit and I was looking at different thread conversations that people were having about poetry, and one of the things that popped up a lot was people saying all spoken words sounds the same. And they were saying, it's cringy, like the way that people perform it is trash. Like they were going in. I was like, dang, I did not know people hated it this much.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I think it can be cringy. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I think it can be cringy. But it goes to show like how when we say, oh, this is a bad poem, this is a good poem. Then the same thing with spoken word. This is a bad spoken word. This is a good spoken word. So really, like, yeah, it can be cringy. I'm not gonna say like, you know, no, like spoken word is great, wonderful. It's for everyone. I can't say that. Sometimes, like, you know, if you're better at writing poetry and just reciting it, I feel like you should do that. But you know, if you want to practice spoken word, that's perfectly fine. Practice it. But that's not gonna make me just keep my opinion about it being cringy. Like, no, I'm gonna tell you this was a little bit cringy. Maybe you could tweak it a little bit. I could help you. And I'm pretty sure I've done spoken word that was cringy for me starting off anyway. So it's kind of like, I just think saying that it's cringy overall, no, it's not cringy overall, but it can be cringy.
Yeah. And just because you're a poet doesn't necessarily mean you should do spoken word. Like, especially if you're somebody like me who I know for a fact that when I recite my poems, I probably sound straight crazy because the intent was never for me to recite it. It was just for you to like understand it. But because a lot of people don't have access to my poetry because I'm very private, I will recite it if you ask me to. But am I the greatest at it? No. Have I done a spoken word on stage. No. Why? Because I'm not about to get up on stage and be cringy. Okay. I'm not about to embarrass myself that way. But I do think elements of spoken word can be cringy. And I think that depends more so for me personally. I keep mentioning this word intent because I'm huge on intention. Mm-hmm. I think it can be cringy based on the intent and if you deliver it based on your intent or if you just completely miss the mark. But I also think like the topic being discussed may be a little cringy. So that kind of makes spoken word in general cringy depending on the topic, the theme, the delivery, and the intent overall. So that's how I feel about it. But I haven't ran into any cringy spoken word lately, so.
Oh, I have. Boy, no, I definitely agree.
Let me tell you.
There are some times spoken word can be real cringy at times. Like, there'll be people, as y'all hit it, like, overdoing it or how they do it starts like, it'll be like little things that like, did you really have to do it like that? Or like, it's when you're performing, because it's the art of itself. Spoken word is its own art. Mm-hmm. It's a whole craft to it, how you do it. Like, there's a reason why, oh, these people are famous at doing spoken word. These people are not as famous doing spoken word. And that's okay. It is what it is. And it definitely, like, how you do it and, like, if you're, like, just messing up or doing too much. Or it's like, ooh, you should have maybe went for this tone instead of that. Because that'll throw off. Since you're speaking, I'll throw off the whole poem. Like, you wanted something sad, you make it happy. Now I just feel weird trying to listen to you. Or if you're going, like, sometimes things are better written, as you pointed out, Daymarie, like, written than said. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have the same poem written and read it, and it's like, great. And it's like, oh, let me vocalize it. Now I'm like, ooh, let's not do that again. Let's put that one back on the paper. So
I put it back on the paper.
and that ain't to be like me judging, but like there is. And I'll be honest, especially first starting, not even like first starting, even other times, I'll be like, oh, I should have said that differently. I should have edited that. Like, I definitely have my cringy moments too, where you go back and you got your friends like, boy, you did good, you did that. And in your head, you're like, I know they're just saying this. I can't wait to see the group chat. like all types of stuff like that.
I also was gonna, like, just to further build on that, and I think this is the last thing that I want to say is if you do want to do spoken word, I feel like you need to, if you want to do spoken word on a poem that you have written, I feel like it's really good to maybe edit that poem so that it suits spoken word a little bit better. And I feel like sometimes people don't think about that. They just think, oh, I felt strong emotions when I wrote this poem, so now I'm gonna perform it. And it's like, with spoken word, like, for us, you know, spoken soul, we definitely want everybody to tap into poetry, like, definitely. Yeah. But sometimes there's certain ways that you may need to go about stuff. So that's why we're basically talking about this. I just believe that, we already said not all poems should be spoken word. So if there's a certain topic you want to talk about and there's an older poem that you already have written that you want to use, edit it.
Yeah.
Edit it and make it suit a performance a little bit better. And that's all I want to say. Yeah. I'm going to drop the mic. I'm done.
Okay. That was good advice, though. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't think about that, but that's facts. I like that. And just to tie in the whole written aspect real quick before we wrap up, I wanted to ask, can written poetry be just as cringy as spoken word sometimes, though? Because I think some
people
who are meant to be spoken word artists write on paper, but like, it doesn't translate as well, because some people are better oral communication communicators and some people are better written. I am one of those who are better written communication. I can't do public speaking to save my life. So can it be just as cringy or not?
Well, now I'm about to pick the mic back up.
Oh, bye-bye. Imagine no. There was a string on it.
We're not a string. But, oh my gosh, y'all are killing me today. But, yes, it can... Yes, it can be cringy. And I hate to do this, but going back into I think episode 4, we were talking about Insta poetry. Some of it is cringy. And I don't know, like using cliches and stuff like that, that can be cringy. Like try to avoid using cliches like in your poems, especially if you do it a lot. Like,
yeah,
it can be cringy. But you know, if it's cringy then you're asking me to look at it, I'm gonna tell you it's cringy.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
It is what it is.
Because I really just want to see people improve. If this is the way that you want to express yourself, then by all means ask other people that you trust to help you, and they can help you improve.
Yeah, that's again good advice. Look at her coming through with all this good advice.
After
the new Stoneful Sage, boy, the new Sage, Danielle the Sage.
Danielle the Sage, I'm weak. After I completely messed up the whole intro of the episode, I had to redeem myself.
We made it. But no, I agree. I love that advice. And I think, again, we're not here to tear nobody down. We're just kind of giving our advice and our input on what we see, you know, and what we've experienced in our own lifetime, and just kind of giving advice for you to improve. Like, we are improving. Like, we're not perfect. We're not experts on this. We're just a bunch of people over here having commentary about what we think about poetry and hoping that you enjoy it and in you to express yourself in your own way. But don't be afraid to seek help or seek advice or seek guidance or clarity, or take a chance, take that risk. Like, okay, it might be cringy the first time, it's your first time doing it, but that doesn't mean you can't improve. So just wanted to put that out there.
Right, we need help too.
Okay,
we do. We just three people with Mike and an Anchor FM account. Trust me, we ain't professionals yet, but yeah, I like that ad. No, I'm kidding. But definitely practice always makes perfect.
Yeah,
and nobody always has a perfect set. That's very true. Cringy moments will happen. Then you edit, but you always learn from it, and that's like the biggest thing. Danielle, Dave Marie giving some great advice, and we really are. We just here. We only build people up.
Positive vibes only. But with that being said, y'all, we have come to the end of this segment. But stay tuned, because we will be having a part two of this episode. Y'all thought it was over, but it's not. So stay tuned for part two. That's it. But as always, thanks for listening to Spoken Soul, where we speak,
from the soul
and let our feelings flow.